1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
Good morning, I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. The body of a three-year-old girl reported missing Saturday night, found in the Grand Valley Canal yesterday afternoon. Addie Ray was last seen at her home on Orchard Avenue Saturday evening. A huge search turned up no sign of Addie, and rescuers called for the Grand Valley Canal to be drained. Yesterday afternoon, the crew of a CenturyLink helicopter helping with the search spotted the body near 29 Road. A GoFundMe account for Addie Ray's family had raised more than $5,600 by early this morning. A man and woman injured in a small plane crash on the Grand Mesa. Witnesses say the plane appeared to have had engine trouble before it went down on the side of Highway 65 near the visitor center. Passersby were able to pull the couple from the wreckage and keep the fire from spreading into the forest. No word on the couple's condition. The Glacier Ice Arena has likely seen its last skaters. The owners have been trying to sell the arena and hoped to make sure it would stay an ice skating rink. But according to the Daily Sentinel, a pending sale would see the property used for something else. A group called the Grand Valley Ice Foundation is now working on setting up a website and, according to the paper, hopes to get funding and open a new rink by late next summer. The price of gas in Colorado is about the same this week as last week, averaging $2.32 a gallon. According to GasBuddy.com, the cheapest gas is $1.83 on the Front Range. In the Grand Valley, the cheapest, $2.03 at Sam's Club. A Mesa County Public Health air quality advisory issued over the weekend has been extended through late this morning for moderate air quality. The county has an air quality page, which includes conditions and alerts and real-time readings through a community-sourced monitoring system. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center.